Dogs may be much smaller than horses, but that doesn't seem to stop them when it comes to pulling a sled through the boreal forests of Saskatchewan, Canada. Stéphane Demarie is from Sundog's Sledding Excursions.
We usually put about 8 dogs on the sled. That's with a nice average for 2 people on the sled with 1 driver. It gives you enough power, but also enough security.
And how do you choose which dogs take which position?
We got 33 dogs here in the yard, and over time we know what dogs are good in what position. So we got, there's probably a handful of good leaders we usually have in front, and then the dogs behind the leaders called point dogs, and our point dogs are just young leaders in training or spare leaders, and they help steer the leaders around when we use our G or H command to go right or left. And then behind we got our team dogs, and a team of 8 got only 1 set of team dogs, but usually we can run 16 or more dogs, so we got a lot more team dogs in that team. And then 2 other important keys in the team are our wheel dogs, the 2 dogs that run in the back, and they help us keep the sled on the trail and in turns to keep the sled away from the trees.
What sort of special qualities do leader dogs have to have?
For most of the leaders, it's a natural thing, you know. We try young dogs or pups out when they're about 9 months old, and we switch them in different positions. And a young dog that shows potential of leading will find it interesting to be up front of that team and be in charge. Yeah, we slowly teach them also commands and to do things leaders are supposed to do.
When you say do things leaders are supposed to do, what do you mean by that?
Stay up front. Sometimes when we mention command ho is to slow the team down. Once in a while they got an off day too, and they might do some goofy things like deciding that's it and turn the team around when you stopped, or get into tangles and sniff a little bit of the trail of the wildlife. So.
And you said the ones at the very back, they're also important. So again, what kind of qualities are you looking for in a dog that's a wheel dog at the back?
Usually our wheel dogs are fairly strong males. Strong dogs in general, they have to carry a lot of weight from the sled or to pull it back on the trail. So usually it's our bigger dogs and our stronger dogs.
Is it mainly males then that are in the teams, or do you mix male and female dogs together?
We usually mix male and female dogs together. Each got their own quality. The females, they're often a little bit better leaders. They're a little smarter and faster. Our male dogs, they're a little stronger, get a little bit more endurance. So if we nicely combine that, we got the perfect team.
What kind of training do the dogs need then, from puppy to being in the team?
We start our pups out when they're 9 months old or whatever, and train them a little bit, let them know what's it all about. And I would say about 90% of the pups got it right away within the first 100 meters of their run. They're kind of a born to pull, you know, they're sled dogs, it's bred into them. That's the only thing they know is pulling. Even if it's tough, they still like to pull. Then usually we start training about the middle of August when we get some cooler mornings or evenings. We use an ATV to start training because ATV gives us a lot of control and also a lot of weight, because those dogs mostly have been laid off for a whole season. That means their muscles are a little weak, so we have to build up their muscle system again. And eventually, yeah, they'll get stronger, and yeah, we can go further distances.
And what are kind of the normal distances that these dogs will run with a sled?
Usually when we do tours, it goes from an hour trip, what would be maybe a 15-kilometer trip, to an overnighter where we may hit at least 50, 60 kilometers. It all depends on weather and trail conditions.
And what breed do you think is the best for doing this kind of work?
We prefer the Alaskan Husky because it's a very gentle breed. They got probably in general the best endurance from all the sled dogs. They come in all different colors and shapes, and people always like that.
That's Stéphane Demarie from Sundog Sledding Excursions. For more information, visit sundogs.sk.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.